Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, Democrats are continuing to push for an extension of health care subsidies. Republicans saying that is not a part of this resolution. ABC's Jay O'Brien's on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have been saying over and over and over again, they're not going to negotiate with Democrats while the government is actively shut down. And Democrats are holding firm, essentially trying to get Republicans to blink and vice versa.
Warnings about slowdowns at places like airports where air traffic controllers and TSA agents are working without getting paid. This is the two-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks. Talks continue in Egypt on a possible ceasefire. Hundreds of National Guard troops from Texas arriving in Illinois with the Trump administration looking to deploy them in Chicago, state and city filing a lawsuit. CDC is out with its recommendations for COVID vaccines, saying it's up to you whether to get the shot or not. Some say the change is not good for America's health. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The first statewide Badger Battleground poll shows among Republican voters for governor next year, Congressman Tom Tiffany gets 30% support, while former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde stands at 14%. Others followed in the single digits, including the only other declared Republican candidate, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. On the Democratic side, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who hasn't actually entered the race, was on top at 16%. Remaining Democrats were all in the single digits. October is Cybersecurity Month, and Wisconsin Consumer Protection wants you to make sure all your important files are backed up. And a bratwurst versus deep dish wager on the outcome of the Cubs-Brewers series between the Catholic Archbishops of Milwaukee and Chicago. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies. It'll be chilly, lows in the mid-30s with some areas of frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 52.
99.7 Mix FM.
Everybody needs a little time away. I heard a say from each other. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away from each other. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to
just for the day. From your
We know we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
Won't do. who's watching me.
Door real tight. People call me on the phone. I'm trying to.
Pittsburgh's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. The look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got
and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, And from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of 5 playoff series. The Cubs have now lost 2 in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first 2 games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game 3 tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for Game 3 starting pitcher?
Game 3 will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies. It'll be chilly, lows in the mid-30s with some areas of frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 52.
Trying to smile.
is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I'm
99.7 Max FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7 times.
They tell me you're shy, boy, but I want you just to say. With me, you know it's not just fun and games. When I look into your eyes, so much passion burns inside. But if you need some coaxing, I will do it step by step. There's nothing to it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, baby, say
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Between us, we know they won't win. is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal workers who aren't getting paid, including those who scan luggage and direct planes and air traffic control towers, as the fight in Washington drags on.
The staffing shortage is triggering delays at major airports across the country, including Newark, Denver, and Phoenix. Smaller airports could also be affected. The Transportation Department says funds for the program that allows air carriers to service rural areas will expire next week.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. The Vatican has announced Pope Leo's first trip. He will travel to Turkey and Lebanon at the end of November. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been handed out to two researchers studying quantum mechanical tunneling. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. A Waukesha County judge issues a sweeping order to Wisconsin election officials. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell has ordered the State Elections Commission to confirm the citizenship status of every registered voter by the 2026 spring primary election. A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday it raised $1 million less than 2 weeks after officially launching. And police in La Crosse confirmed Monday they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people during this year's Oktoberfest. Over half those citations were for underage drinking.